the Daily Talk Show, episode 584.
What's happening, guys? We got the boys from the Inspired Unemployed in the building.
Cheers.
Matt and Jack.
Thanks for having us.
Mate, boys, welcome to the Daily Talk Show studio.
Hey, feels good.
Have you been to Melbourne before?
See, this is funny. Like, we never have. We never have.
That's funny, right? Isn't it?
So everyone that's super funny because we're 24, lived in Australia whole lives, and both of us have never been to Melbourne. It's like the only two people we know that haven't been to Melbourne.
But in fairness, what's the closest airport to you boys?
Sydney.
Which is a couple of hours away.
Yeah,
do so
yeah.
It's, yeah.
It's no excuse.
Yeah,
it's
a,
no excuse.
A massive mission for a sesh in Melbourne.
Yeah,
for a weekend.
Mm. You know, you feel like we've been traveling around for 5 years around the world. You feel like you just need to get away from Australia. So we just don't ever need to go to Melbourne.
But I feel like everyone in Australia has been to Melbourne except for us, but now we can say we have. So it's all good.
I've spent a bit of time with you boys in my bed. My wife loves to sit in bed watching your content on Instagram.
Oh, God.
That's where I first came into contact
first
with
came.
It. I really did set it up, didn't I? But it's been a happy ending. But I saw you, a mutual friend, someone you've spent some time with in Melbourne, PK.
PK.
Posted a video with you guys.
Paul Kelly.
I just jumped in, mate, I got to get these guys on the show, and next minute you're here. Mm-hmm. So appreciate
PK.
Great
man.
Mutual friends.
If you look back, you only started posting on Instagram Feb last year.
Mm. Mm. Almost our anniversary, isn't it?
Mm.
1 year.
That isn't some kind of archive the last 7 years that we're seeing, or you literally started posting?
Literally, seven.
Yeah, a year ago. Yeah.
Like 11 months.
Yeah.
What are you going for?
Well,
crazy.
I think when someone probably looks at your content, because I hadn't looked at the date on the first post, they might just think you guys are tradies that have just found your fucking calling in video content. And so I haven't dug too deep into that story because I like that story in my head.
Well, that's our story too, just a couple of tradies.
Well, I tell
you. What's your background, boys?
Video production.
Do you think my hands are soft, by the way?
Very nice.
They're the softest hands.
They are. They're office hands. For sure.
Yeah. And so were you guys actually tradies before you got into video content?
He's got plastic hands.
There's some serious, like, that's not good for my softness.
Sandpaper, they call me.
That's a loofah for you.
No, we have. No, I've been a tradie for about 9 years, which is crazy.
I've been one for about 3 years.
Yeah. What trades? Is that a dumb question? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's right, yeah.
No, it's not at all.
I was doing carpentry and...
Plastering. Yep. Plastering, yeah. But I was only home for a few months a year for the last 6 years or so. So not a whole lot, but still done the apprenticeship and... Yeah.
Jazz.
Yeah.
And so what were you doing? You were traveling?
Yeah, like I was snowboarding for about 5 years, like seriously, trying to just chase seasons around. But then come home for a few months a year to get some money and then... do a bit over Canada and stuff.
So you do it all again.
Yeah.
That's fun. And so are you guys still tradies? Or are you working or have you fully transitioned into Instagram life?
We're not really working for the next couple of months, I don't think.
Pretty much it's the transition now.
Yeah.
About 6 weeks ago we quit.
Hopefully, don't have to go back, but we'll see how it goes.
You blew the building before you walked out?
Fucking, we're out of
here. My dad's my boss, so he's probably listening to this in an hour and just going, my fucking dickhead son left me.
Will you be begging him for a job back in a couple of months when this all is shit?
Yeah. Do you get a pushback from guys on the work site when they see you pulling out the phone?
Well,
we don't really pull
try
it
not
out.
To.
We don't really do it when I'm at work. Usually
we don't pull out at work.
The videos and shit. I mean, it's pretty funny. Like, we do like a video and like just everyone watching it the next day, you're just cringing on everyone on the job site's like watching it. And
You try to post the most cringe videos on a Friday. So then you don't. Not at work, just going, oh my God, who's seen it? Who saw it? Kill me.
Did you guys do like drama or theatre or anything like that in school?
No.
Get asked that a lot, actually.
No, never.
Not a thing. Petrified, like,
did
go. Sure. Oh,
like, we like 3 years ago, we lived in it. Was it 3 or 4 years? We moved over to New Zealand and lived in Queensland for like 6 months, and that's where we started doing the videos. This was ages ago on a different page. We did it, was like Pine Tree TV, a group of us did it, and it kind of blew up back home, like a little bit, like nothing like this. Like,
yeah, get 40, 50 comments and people loving it back home, mate. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Proper.
And so back home being?
Kiama, like Kiama. Sound Ghost.
So we're in New Zealand doing it, and back home, like, yeah, around home. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, Kiama and stuff.
So your family are loving your vids.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Mum, dad, auntie, uncle.
Yeah, mum's one of 12 and my dad's one of 9. So it's pretty much only our family.
Is the biggest fan ever. Mm. She calls him up, like, after something good happens and just goes, I'm crying.
Yeah, today, we were on the Today Show today. And she messaged me. She's like, I'm crying. Like, no, I've literally heard
it's
her. Like,
it's not on speaker and I can hear her go, so funny.
Fuck, so I funny. Appreciate that more than the person that's been pushing to be on telly and be the presenter for many years, which was me early days. I used to, you know, like, and it never really happens to those people. It's the people that don't see it as the thing that they probably were destined to do from 15 years ago, and then you find your rhythm, you see that it's actually gaining traction. Yeah. I mean, people say you can't build an Instagram following these days, you know, because it's too hard.
Yeah, but they suck at content.
Well, you guys are the content-first approach.
Yeah.
You know, like not the influencer-esque style. Yeah. When did the when did the Instagram pop?
Like only a couple of months ago, really. Yeah. We were doing it for a long time.
It was a slow grind. Yeah, so it's like 7 months.
September is kind of when it started to like snowball, like roll.
Yeah, took us 7 months to get to 10K. Felt like bloody 7 years. Yeah, but then after that, a couple of videos just spiraled and went out of control. And got then, 25,000 followers in like 24 hours on one of them. It was nuts.
How does the concepts come about? Do you talk through that?
Pop into your head, or
just been doing it that long now. It just is kind of half natural.
Them? Do you write them in your notes and then hold on to them?
Yeah.
Relatable content's like the best.
Exactly. Like even something you do, like you know, I don't know if you've seen the rolling cam one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, it actually happened. I was like putting the rubbish out, and then the can dropped and rolled, and then I was just seriously chasing it down the driveway, and I was like, oh, that's an idea.
So you then put it on a string and you follow the chase through the neighborhood.
The worst production of a video.
Yeah, but that adds to it, right? You don't need it to be high production.
Yeah.
The thing that happens with plastic bags too, they get caught in the wind and you just...
How is that?
Because you can't be a Gronk and just let it go and just look the other way. Chase that bastard.
Yeah. That gives you a good chase. That's cross country chasing one of them.
Oh, it's always a time where there's like a hot girl across the street watching you and you're just chasing this fucking bit of rubbish, just going, please stop, and it just keeps going.
You get like one centimetre away from it and just go, you're like,
no! Trip over.
So you're looking for relatable things. I saw like where you had ScoMo. You didn't have him on. You had
he was on the show.
Someone pretending to be ScoMo and the joke being about the handshake and him chasing you guys down for the handshake, which is Josh and I had handshake banter about ScoMo, which is you're just finding those moments.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Just relate or stupid. And then just write them down, get together and then talk about it and be like, this is going to be shit or this is going to be good. How can we make it good, I guess?
Yeah.
And just go from there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of comes natural.
Most comedians have either like an airport or plane joke around relatable, like, because obviously it's a very relatable thing. It feels like when you're on a plane or you're in transit, ideas come. Do you find coming to Melbourne, being on the flight at the airport, were your notes?
Yeah, did we?
I don't know.
We're too in shock of... We're going to phone for work.
Yeah. And we're hungover.
I think I slept the night before, to be honest.
But that does happen. Like,
it does, always. Yeah,
definitely. When you're in the right mindset. Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like that, like a couple of weeks ago, I was in the car with someone. Still got to do this video. I probably shouldn't even say this, but anyway, sitting in the car, and you know when like someone's sitting next to you and they're trying to put the seatbelt in and like kind of like touching your ass? And you kind of don't, you know them, but you kind of don't, and it just gets real awkward.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's an idea. So I got to do that.
And so you build out sort of a book of these ideas where you could, are you actually then scheduling time in the week now to go Monday and Friday we film, or is it just sporadic?
Try to for sure.
Now we do.
It doesn't sound like there's, you guys would probably know, but it doesn't sound like there's much to it, but it's like we're struggling to, I swear we work until like 10 o'clock at night, not all hours of the day, but it's a lot more work goes into it than what people think. I assume.
Is that from the very beginning you were putting that much effort into videos?
So, yeah, we started and we did a couple and, like, started the page and we're like, let's actually try and give this a crack and make something of it. And then listen to, like Gary V.
Tony Robbins and Gary V.
They went out, oh, I know that. And then Gary V, much like what you guys are trying to do, like a podcast a day, we're like, let's try and put out a video day for, like, so long, because that's what Gary V's like.
Content, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then we just, yeah, tried to pump out as many videos while when we were over in France, we're in this shit Airbnb, and we're just like, let's just punch out as many videos as we can. And we're just enjoying it, having fun. Because, it was exciting and new. And then, yeah, I guess we're just trying to pump out as much as we could. And then
just consistent with good content. That's what we're trying to do. And we had time on our hands, so we're like, we love it. Let's go. Let's try and just do it. And we honestly went for a holiday to Europe, and I swear we're like working. We're writing like scripts and then filming, trying to put up like 4 videos a week. It's taking up so much time. Still had a good time, but.
Was it the traveling bit, like being somewhere else instead of, it opens your mind up a bit when you're overseas, right?
And it's so easy to shame yourself because like
you're not you
go home and like see people in the street after you've like done, I don't know, dressed up as a girl or anything. Like,
And we're like, if we got to, because that first stage is the hardest where you're trying to get to a, where people are actually like, okay, this is all right.
Yeah.
That, but like we were shaming it. I remember some of the ones we've done were, oh God. Cringing. Like,
so do you have a sense of that it could become a business or at what point were you like, oh, we can actually monetize?
I think it's so hard because the whole time we had a vision for it. We'd always have like little goals to get here and there. Definitely wouldn't, we would never be like by Christmas, we would have 100K followers and be doing what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
But at all, no way.
We'd what did the goals
when
look like?
When it came, oh, sorry.
No. Well, yeah, where did the goals, like what did they look like?
Well, just like the end goal kind of, we wanted to try and make,
a living.
Do this, and so hopefully like it opened doors to try and make it a career some in some way or another. Like didn't know really know what the exact end goal was, but we knew if we did well, it'd open up doors, whether it be, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a resume.
Yeah.
We were looking at it as like a resume for any entertainment kind of work, I guess.
Even like if we could filming jobs, or we didn't really know exactly what, but we knew we wanted to kind of be in this kind of industry, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah. 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 Nice. And then for sure.
When we started, it started to blow up a little bit, like got over to like 15 or 20,000 followers or whatever. Started getting emails from management saying, we want to manage you guys, love you, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like was brands. It a tipping point? Was there a clear tipping point where?
Yeah, there was for sure.
What was it? Was it a specific piece of content?
It was. Yeah. It would have been that. Oh, it was it was a few.
It was like 3. It was like that Britney Spears one. Then the Hall & Oates like dancing down the street, and then that dance from we were like pretending we're in Berlin. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Be My Lover. Rolling like black sus costumes. Yeah. That was a tipping point for sure.
Yeah, that those 3 kind of like made the whole ball start rolling, and then probably that 3rd one where we're dancing around in like black in Berlin kind of gear. That's when we started getting a lot of like. Brands like wanted to work with us, and
that's because that's when we went from like I think we went from 9K to like 25 overnight, and we're just like, what is going on?
And what are what's the emails? What are they saying to you?
Lots of brands that wanted collab and do
so. Like you'd make a video,
for festivals,
for them. Like you'd on your page, but we knock a lot of them back because we don't want to be. Yeah, we don't really want to. Like flood our page with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. In a year's time, no one will like us. We just sold out. Fucking losers.
But I think, we're just trying to do the stuff that fits us well.
For sure.
What did you watch growing up?
I don't know.
Hamish and Andy have been influencers for sure.
Yeah.
For us. Seeing that they've been on the show.
Yeah.
How was that?
A couple of times. Yeah, great.
Yeah, awesome.
They're funny guys.
They're inspiring. But they're employed.
Yeah, they're employed.
Yeah.
Shit.
We'll have to change our name when hopefully we get employed one day. Yeah. And, I don't know. Seriously, we don't really get inspiration from.
Don't really watch.
Everyone asks, like, do you watch other skit like pages and stuff? And I don't at all. Like, I don't really watch. I don't know. Just.
Nah. Seriously, nah. Not really. At all. I guess that's kind of why our style's like it is, maybe.
How old are you boys?
I'm 18 and Matt's 17.
We're going to get this child to sign
a waiver. Where's your mum? No, I'm 24.
Okay, 25. Yeah. And so you guys grew up on the, with, you know, with Facebook and that generation.
On the Facebook.
On the Facebook. MySpace.
Bit of MySpace back
in the day. Were you on MySpace?
Yeah. For a couple of years.
Yeah, well, I was on MySpace for a while.
Yeah, for sure, year 7.
We used on MySpace, prime years?
Well, that was before the Facebook dropped.
Yeah.
And the Facebook, before, actually, it was the Facebook, wasn't it?
Early days.
Yeah. Early days. 2008, I think I got on Facebook.
Yeah, so that's fairly late. Yeah.
Is it? It was 4 years.
I think it was early 08.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Australia were getting on.
Yeah.
07 was super early.
I was 08 as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that kind of guides us in terms of the content we're watching. I mean, growing up with telly, did you watch much TV?
I loved Thank God You're Here. It was such a good show.
Timeless show. Still
so
fucking
funny.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. And what else? No,
I never really watched too much TV, to be honest.
We don't even have a TV.
Even movies I'm pretty bad with.
Yeah, I don't watch movies.
Well, Josh and I talk about like the naivety when you first start making videos that is so productive, like when you don't really understand all the elements of making video, so there's less boundaries in place, you know, so you go into an idea and give it a fucking red hot crack. Is there stuff that you guys started after making a bunch of like, oh, we probably should, you know, like it's a barriers come up and you're like, nah, it's too much, can't be bothered, or you know, getting out, putting yourself out there more so, like even your own performance, or getting embarrassed, or like, I know how this is going to go down.
Yeah, no, we can't really think like that, can we? Like, be
I don't even know what to,
because you're dancing up on it in the middle of the road.
But we feel like the more shameful, the better content, which is true.
Sucks. We suck doing it.
Because we hate doing it. Like,
no, I mean, sometimes it's fun, but like now it's getting harder and harder because like we did this one, that Byron Bay, we're dancing like, oh my God, I've never cringed so hard in my life. And we didn't like.
Depends where you go. Like, so if you go to the Opera House and there'll be just a bunch of tourists and you do not care one bit, but there's people everywhere. But if you go somewhere, people kind of know who you are. It's just, and it's busy. You're just like, oh my God, I feel sick. But it makes the best content. So you just got to man up and do it.
Yeah.
So you're knowing what, when you know that feeling's happening, it could just be good.
Could be good or very bad.
Yeah. What about careers and how you see careers? Obviously, this has been a massive pivot for you guys. What's the learning been so far?
The learning. Good question.
It's hard because everyone asks what we want to do.
Yeah.
Like, what's this going to lead to? And we still kind of don't really know. We know we want to like, I don't know.
It's just too broad. Like every day you get, you're like, yeah, this is a good guide of where we want to head. And then you get an email that just changes everything. And you're like, okay, let's try this.
I mean, like, I don't even know. Like we did the Arias interviewing for the first time. I don't know if you guys, I guess this is interviewing, but have you done like,
yeah, not that, but like TJ's done a bit of red carpet stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to be on the red carpet, the Logie Awards.
Yeah, then you know the pain.
It's hard, eh? It's difficult.
Well,
it's just unnatural.
It's a weird situation. I kind of had the presenter sort of posture. Like I think you guys are, like if I was to watch myself or any, you guys, I'd prefer to watch.
Yeah.
You
guys are playing yourselves.
You guys over a presenter.
Yeah.
Because it's so much more, like, I think what your awkwardness about it is why it's amazing. And so the people that, young Mr. 97, he's great talent, does not 97. Want to be talent whatsoever.
Mr. 97.
But he makes the best parts of our show. Like, he makes, there's so many great moments of our show that he's putting himself out there, but he really doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's I think the early day of the naivety, because you don't want to be like, I fucking got this.
Honestly, that's our biggest fear, is looking cocky and like dickheads. Like,
well, you took the Rolex watch before you came on the show.
Take that off. Take the gold chain off.
Out of your suits.
What do people that you went to school with say about the stuff that you make?
They're surprisingly very, very supportive.
Everyone's so supportive and nice to us. Like, it's so cool. It's really nice to see. Like, everyone that we see is just like, we love it. And like, we get so many nice messages. It's pretty cool, like, because people could bag us out for sure. Be like, these guys are dickheads. I don't know. It's been like,
I remember
you're putting yourself out there, and it's like people could just rip you, like write you off. But everyone's so nice to us. It's I guess really cool.
Everyone says like you're just doing you, which makes it so much easier for everyone to just take in and be like.
They're not trying to be anything.
We're not like it's not like we're trying to be someone else.
So people at school are like, oh, that's what you boys are like.
Yeah, I guess. Who knows what they actually think?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they say.
I've had a few people said that. Like, you just being yourself. So that's why it's nice and cool. So that's pretty cool.
And so you were in Melbourne for an MCing gig, which the event got cancelled because of the weather.
Welcome to Melbourne.
Bipolar weather.
It's summer. Full like sunny 5 minutes before. It's like
full Melbourne experience. Yeah. The MCing stuff. Tommy and I have done a little bit of it, and we're like I stress out beforehand. How are you guys?
It's not too like it just depends on the situation.
I mean, we're definitely kind of like, oh fuck, here we go.
Yeah,
like
you kind of put
it'll be fine. Like we'd know we could do it.
You put your game face on though.
It'd be fun, but like it's kind of like, oh fuck, here we go. Like I don't know, it could go either way.
Yeah, you just prepare yourself and just.
How do you prepare? What sort of stuff?
Oh my god!
Do you have a script? Did you know what you had to say? Like who you had to introduce?
We always just go off the cast pretty much.
I remember for the Arias, we were like, it came down to like a week before, and we're like, all right, we're prepping hard. Let's write scripts. Like just get it dialed. And you got to about an hour before we had to do it. We still hadn't even talked. Like we knew we were going to do it. We were shitting it.
Every night we'd be like, all right, we got to do like research tonight. And then wouldn't happen. Like, all right, tonight we'll do it. Just wouldn't happen. Yeah. And then the morning of, we woke up at like 6 to try and like
do research. That's podcast room, which we're practicing in. But we're just like, it wasn't on or anything. We're just like, this and that and that. Then we're like, well, fuck it. We'll be fine.
Like, we had no questions like prepared or anything. And we're like walking into it. And then kind of got real when we got in the red carpet. I'm like, holy shit. Like we actually have to interview these people. And we, like, I was shitting myself. Oh. Like,
and you can't show that you're shitting yourself either. Because people are like, because it was an hour. Like we got told we had to do it. And then we're there on the red carpet. And then there was an hour of us just standing there waiting. It was so.
That's a good hour to do.
Oh, prep. Man.
No,
no, not at all.
Freak out.
Yeah.
We weren't even talking almost.
The first few interviews were a bit like.
How you going?
Bit how you going, yeah. It didn't really go that wood. Like
wood. Didn't go very wood.
Didn't go very well. Oh, I think not that bad, but it was just a bit awkward and like the people were just like, they weren't that keen to
who
talk.
Who was your first interview?
It's actually two radio hosts. Sally and Erica.
So, and then we kind of like were joking, pretend we didn't know like they were artists, but we knew who they were. But like, so when's the new album coming out? And they were kind of like, do these guys know So it got a bit awkward.
Good learning curve.
And then we like kind of wrapped it up pretty quick and the chick we're with that was like hosting it.
Who was it for?
It was for Cool Accidents. Yeah, like Warning Music.
Warning Music.
And she was kind of like, oh, maybe try and talk a little bit longer. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I feel like it lasted like an hour. No.
That was cringe. So cringe.
And then who was the most famous person that you got on the carpet?
That Morgan Freeman? Morgan Evans. Morgan Freeman. Who's that? Is that the actor?
Morgan Freeman.
Who's that? Who is that?
Ginormous actor.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is that?
He was in Green Mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Morgan Freeman the guy who had like bucket list and stuff?
Yeah, he's got the deep voice.
He's God. Yeah, God.
And so Morgan Evans.
Morgan Evans. We're like,
I don't know if he was the most famous.
And stuff. Ocean Alley, I don't know if you know them.
No, I mean, across the music stuff. So did you then find your groove from not having
We did. We did.
Did you have a go-to question that you knew would do really well?
There's a few. We're like,
come on. Give us one, Joe. Yeah. Come on.
What did we say? Oh, God. Oh, one went bad. Like, what after party are you going to? Are we coming? Do you have a boyfriend?
That's a good one. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah. That always went well besides a couple of times.
Every time?
Yeah. Wait, what happens with Morgan Evans? That was so cringe.
Oh, you stuffed up bad.
Oh, God.
What'd you say? You're like, are you Australian or American?
I knew he was American.
No,
I knew he was Australian, but he's been in America like for ages and he's killing over there. But he thought I didn't have a clue. So I was like, are you Australian or American?
But he's like,
he was so offended. He was like, looked at me like rattled. I was looking
at you going, you idiot. What did you ask
that? Oh my God. It just got so awkward, but we recovered.
Yeah.
You watched the-
How did you recover?
Oh, I can't
You finished
remember.
The interview.
Yeah. Wrapped it up, man. All right. Yeah. We recovered by him walking off and going, fuck. Yeah.
See ya. But you watch a recap video, it looks hilarious because you don't only see the good things when you interview. And it did go well. But
it did. Like, it depends who you're talking to. Like, if you're talking to people that are keen to talk and...
Yeah. It went fine.
Well, do you know Brad Blanks?
No.
Who was on Hamish and Andy, like a red carpet reporter. He's from the state, lives over in New York. We've had him on the, but he's a 7 foot looking giant who, you know, sort of stumbles around, but it's a part of his shtick. So he's really great. Like, I think he's amazing at what he does, and he's built that kind of approach. Mm. I don't know if he, I think he does, probably now he does do his prep.
But
he also doesn't drop his natural approach to it, which is good. What you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
And that was good. And then we did the GQ Man of the Year Awards that was fun. The night after. So we're like, we've never done this kind of stuff, like interviewed anyone. And then 2 nights in a row, we had these like massive events. Yeah. And I think the GQ one.
That was proper famous.
That was a lot of fun because I feel like we got it out of the way. Like we did the first one. But that out of the way, I'm like, all right.
I was so that sick was, for that. Oh,
what was wrong? What sort of?
So before the GQ, so after the Aries, we didn't eat for like 12 hours, I think. We didn't have a meal. And then I got this crazy stomach bug. Like, I got probably gastro or something.
It's very common.
You definitely had gastro.
I had gastro.
You were
blown. Oh, I was spraying that whole bowl.
I'm not joking. I've never smelled things coming out that bad before. Is it
almost like sort of a... Like, yeah, there's a certain smell, isn't
it? It smells sick.
It was a fire hydrant.
Like, it was sick. There's a dead person.
The insides.
Yeah, like it's going into you and making you sick. And I did get sick. I got really sick after that.
And then what happened that night? We're walking around the street trying to... He was freaking out because he's like, this is one of the biggest nights of our career so far. You need to fucking...
Spitty bum.
But it wasn't. I was like shaking in bed, like so sick.
Oh,
no.
Oh my god!
Like, do you reckon it was stress from how the Arias went?
I don't know.
Post traumatic stress.
Oh, I don't know. And then what happened? Like, we're walking down the road.
He was really sick, and was like, "We're gonna have to get dressed and go up in like 20 minutes." And he's like, "No, we need to go to like the chemist." So we went to the chemist and like got him some like pills and stuff.
Gastro stuff.
Like hydrolytes, a bunch of things.
Yeah, he was just feeding me tablets. I have two of them. Like, yeah.
Were you wearing the same suits or the same outfits?
We had some funny outfits. And you had a really funny outfit on. Oh,
my God. Mine was horrible. It was like this big pink suit, fur coat, blazer thing.
Like a full Gucci, like
kind of. Oh, outrageous with these cream-colored flares. It was disgusting. Had an earring in.
So good.
Oh, man. And then
you had to put on a brave face. And then
we got in the elevator and got out of it. And I was like sitting down in the elevator, going down to it. And we're like, this is on. Like, this, we're on for a big night here. And I was just going, all right, I'm going to do the dance or like an interview and go straight to bed. I'm so sorry, Falcon. And then the adrenaline just kicked in and I was fine the whole night. Yeah,
and that was really fun, yeah, because like I said, we got the first interviewing done the night before. Mm. And then we're more comfortable.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit more relaxed feel, like, because you're over the fence with the Aries one, and that one was just like you're with them, and I don't know, that was so much fun. That was the best night.
And we're doing interviews. We had like a publicist with us, but it was like not serious. They had the actual interviewers, and we were just like shit kickers, like walking around. But we somehow got like some massive names. And then, do you know Zendaya?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't have a clue who it was. There was this other dude, then everyone's like, we're here for Zendaya. Like, Zendaya's the face of the night. And we're like, who the hell is Zendaya? I remember asking someone anyway, and then someone walked in and everyone was like, oh my God. And I just assumed that was Zendaya. It was a dude. Zendaya's a girl. And I was like, that's Zendaya right there. And I was in it. We were in an interview with Joel Creasy. Do you know?
Yeah.
He was hosting that night. He was amazing.
He was so good.
So good. So we were interviewing like a host. So that was hard enough. And I said to him, I was like, oh, how do you feel that Zendaya's behind you? And he turned around and it was just that dude. That was some model dude. And he turned back around. He's like, oh yeah, he like covered my ass, thank God. Yeah, he's like, good. And I was like, oh, that's good. And then after we finished him, Zendaya walked in, and I was like, that's Zendaya. And we ended up interviewing her. Like,
probably one of the best interviews we did as well.
What's Zendaya's deal?
She's
big actor.
She won like Woman of the Year. She's an actor on Euphoria.
I think
Euphoria.
She might have even done.
She's massive.
She might have been a singer as well.
She's
maybe.
Got music, she's like 70 million followers on Instagram.
She was super nice, and that was like one of the best interviews we did. Just because I guess
we didn't know who she was.
Didn't know who they are, like who she was, and she was a really good talker, so it was just fun. And then
you didn't open up with, "Are you Australian or American?"
No.
Thank God.
Do you think the no prep or not having too much info actually serves it?
Definitely.
It's like today with the Today Show, I think they sent us questions they're going to ask us. We don't want to know. Yeah. We don't want to know. We'd rather just like... Just
off the cuff.
Yeah.
Did they panic or what was the...
No, it was kind of...
We were pretty nervous. I was nervous before. I didn't even know what we said.
Did you walk off? Did you fucking dance and walk off or something?
Yeah, they're like, dance. I was like, oh,
get so fucked. Was it a live cross? So were they in the Sydney studio or were they all in Melbourne?
We were there.
Uh-huh. Australian Open.
Live broadcast from
live broadcast.
Yeah.
And so the hosts, it was Carl
Stefanovic and someone, but they were meant to do we were meant to get interviewed by them, but then they had to leave like 20 minutes. Oh, like 10 minutes before. So we didn't get the...
Let's have a squeeze.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Live on set.
I forget their name.
Alex and Tracy.
Yeah, Alex and Tracy. They're really nice. Yeah. They're legends.
And so how long did you spend on the Today Show?
It's like 5 or 6 minutes. And that doesn't sound like that long, but...
It's live television.
Yeah.
I wanted to go longer by the end.
Seriously, I walked off and I was like, I don't know what I just said. Like, I feel like my head was about to blow up. Like, it's going like, oh. I was like, walked off. I was like, what just happened?
You walked off and he's like... Wait, I don't know one thing that just happened, eh? I was like, no, we've done well, hopefully.
Yeah.
It was good.
And then you got the text from your mum.
Yeah. I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, was it bad?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Shame on our family.
Yeah. Back to the job site, mate.
Yeah.
So go, Josh.
I'm just curious on the preparation thing because it does make a lot of sense from one point of view. There's the other bit, which is like, oh, well, if you knew if they were Aussie or Australian, you were American, it would be easier as well.
It would be. Definitely.
But how are you with like retaining facts? Like when TJ and I have done emceeing and it's like, okay, I need to remember that Nando's get their chilies from 1600 farmers in South Africa. I fucking remember that now, but normally on the night I actually forget.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously.
Are there any facts that you remember? Because I feel like short term I'm not good, but then long term I still remember this shit.
Yeah, in the moment you just go, facts? You can't think of it.
Yeah. Like, have you emceed any other gigs? Or
Not really. We got a couple coming up, I think.
What else have we done?
But Not like that. Not proper.
What about the arias? What did you actually look at before you?
Not, honestly, we tried. We had like a name of all the artists
with their face. Did you have a photo?
No. Really?
We tried to. It was just like their names, and luckily, we tried to look them all up.
We listened to like Triple J and that a lot. We're pretty like big in like music. We love music, so we knew a few of them who they were, but still not that many.
But still, you're not like, oh, how's your son Carl going? Like. He's heard he's got this and that.
Carl
like,
Stefano?
Yeah.
Carl. He has a son called Carl these days.
Or like, you know, there's like artists where you know who they are, but you can't pinpoint what song they are. Yeah, or you know the song, but you can't pinpoint the artist. It's a little bit like that.
I know you.
I said to one of the girls, who was it? KLP? No, I can't remember. She was dating someone that we just interviewed literally a minute before her. And I was like, oh, yeah, so do you have a boyfriend? She's like, well, it's good to see you've done your research. I actually have a wedding ring on.
Yeah.
I'm married and I have a kid.
I love it's so disruptive, awkward. Though, because they all assume that everyone talking to them has done their research.
Yeah.
It's like, don't assume I've done my fucking research.
Your publicist came to us.
Yeah.
You're actually real desperate right now on the red carpet.
We don't know you.
There's times when people just walk up and start talking to us and we just interview them and then... They'd walk off and we're like, who was that?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Honestly. Did anyone know you guys? And so it was, you didn't know them, but they knew you.
A couple people did. We got a few photos with people like singers. Like
yeah. Hayden James.
Hayden James.
But we kind of knew.
Some, a couple of girls. I can't remember their names. Some young artists. No one important.
Yeah.
So Hayden James, he's important. He's a good guy.
Are you guys dating anyone at the moment? Are you single or what's the deal?
No, single.
And so does that complicate things as you start to become more popular? You've mentioned girls a lot. does that become a harder thing?
Stay away.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. What's the deal? Are you guys on Tinder?
No, definitely not.
Are you Raya?
Why not? You said that like you.
Yeah, what's wrong with Tinder?
Yeah, what?
They only date people from the Arias.
Yeah.
If you're not a celebrity, don't talk to me.
Yeah, it's the red carpet list.
Which they'll forget.
No, it's single. I don't know.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
Especially with we're too busy.
But exactly. You know, we're focused on a career. We can't let any distractions.
No distractions.
No, we just, I guess we just haven't met the right person.
Yeah.
Not yet. What about you boys? You guys?
Yeah, thanks for doing your research.
Yeah. 12 years with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I'm married.
Oh, yeah.
Kitty turns 3, Bodie, in February.
Congratulations.
So that's going to be a big party.
Young Bode.
Big Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You getting him, on, for it. Getting him on the podcast soon or what?
Yeah, he's been on a couple of times.
Year off.
Ooh. He's been sat on my lap and didn't talk the one time I fucking wanted him to.
No way.
But then he got on Mason's lap and spoke to us.
Yeah.
It was 90, a bit camera shy.
97.
Yeah. 97. Yeah, sorry. No, but he'll get on the podcast a bit more. We're doing this for a long time, so you'll see him evolve.
8 years left here?
Yeah, eight years. When it comes to traveling, what's the longest time you guys have gone traveling for?
Oh, it'd be 15 months.
15 months? That's longer than a year.
That was my first trip too. That was good.
7 months.
That's less than a year.
Just over half a year.
Why so little? And so
miss my mum.
And so what, the texts weren't coming through?
Was
the text from mum.
Oh, mum. Yeah. They were coming through.
I'm crying. Come home.
You weren't anyone then, so she didn't care about you.
Stay over there.
Don't come home to your someone.
Only over 100K.
I
contact you when you hit 100.
Okay, mother.
And so what was the traveling experience like? Where did you guys go?
Well, my trip was this last one we went on. We went to Europe and we started this whole thing. It was Europe, so.
That was unreal.
Where in Europe?
So we started it in the French Alps. We did like a snow, like a couple months there, snowboarding and stuff. And then went back to England. We worked for a bit, just like on job site, laboring. That was
for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We got a 2-year working visa and worked for 3 weeks.
We didn't even use the visa. We ended up getting paid cash. Laboring. that was funny. We were
going millions of parking fines.
Yeah. We plan to stay longer.
It sounds like you laughed as if you haven't paid them.
He's laughing because my name's on the car and I'm not allowed back in the country.
Not joking.
Really? What's it? How much debt do you think?
Let's just say this court notices once a week.
Where are you finding where?
To my car. So I don't know. I don't know if I should be saying this.
Yeah, they're going to trace you down.
They're not tracing you.
we only got like, what, 3-4 parking fines maybe? But it was sent back to my cousin's house, which is where we signed up with the car and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he reckons he gets like 7 a fortnight.
How much are we talking price wise to get it sorted?
It just, to clear it all up. Oh God, I don't even know. I just told him to throw them all in the bin. And my auntie went and visited him not long ago.
But if it's only like say £100.
Oh no, it'd be thousands. By now. And there's like a court notice and stuff.
I mean, what happens? How do they?
I'm just going to find out when I go to England next.
I mean, better to do this. Ash Williams, comedian, he does the same, but in Australia, which is a bit more heat on your ass.
No way.
When it's overseas, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
He has to move around a lot.
Just sort of living in an igloo.
And so are you expecting that when you go to England, you're going to be at immigration?
I don't know.
They'll be like a beep, 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 beep.
I had a few similar things happen in Canada.
This guy's on the run, eh? He's running for something.
What happened in Canada?
Oh, forgot to pay a bank some money for like a withdrawal fees and that just built up for so long and then left my car on the side of the road and a couple more phone bill things.
So you're not good at admin?
Well, when you're overseas and you have zero money and your parents have already lent you a couple grand, you're just like, I can't do it. And then Canada was fine. I went back and got another 2-year visa after that. So
they're pretty nice, aren't they?
Pretty nice. You
changed banks.
Yeah, that's what I did. Changed 3 phone companies.
I mean, this has to be a thing, right? They're going to expect that people are coming over from other countries.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about the England thing for you.
I know. We'll find out.
That'd be fine.
I'm going to fly to Paris and then. I don't know.
And then you're going to train
You can drive
and
train, yeah.
You just swim over. Yeah, you can.
You can get
or
train,
you could see the cost of the fines.
Yeah.
Because maybe all of that clusterfuck of a travel arrangement is more expensive.
In Australia, honestly. I think it was Victoria maybe, might have done in New South Wales, they did a people who have fines, the sheriff's department.
Oh, the amnesties?
Yeah, and so they were like, come to our big booth. It looks like something you get a taco out of a truck, but you actually go up and pay a massively reduced amount for your fines.
It's
and
like
they
a brand activation.
Really?
You get a Marvelous Creations bar on the way out or whatever.
Yeah, VicPol, you pay it and then all he finds are gone.
Smart.
Well, it's only England anyway. Don't even need to go back there.
Yeah, wouldn't be too bothered if I
But if your parents are watching, you abide by here in Australia.
Oh yeah, you can't do that here.
Ooh. No.
No, definitely
not.
Is
that the cops? Yeah. You knock at the door. Gotta go.
You wouldn't want to do that. Every fine's like $400. It's insane.
Yeah.
We've been racking up a few lately.
Oh,
few
parking fines in Sydney. Ugh.
Honestly, every time we go
down there to
CBD.
They get us.
Like, if it's 15 minutes over, you're done.
They're so savage.
It's so heavy.
We've had so many. Like, it'd be like 15 minutes, half an hour over. Bang. You rock up and there's a fine. You're like,
what are you doing in there for filming or a meeting or something?
Yeah.
We're in Sydney often, like very often now. Just maybe like 3-4 days a week.
You could have rented a place with the fines you've had.
Honestly.
But yeah, even still, to rent a place, you don't really get a car spot in Sydney. Yeah.
I love that it was a consideration. It's like, yeah, no, but the thing with the rentals.
Yeah, seriously. Well,
yeah, parking even in like Parramatta is seriously expensive. That's when we went up to do a job. It was like, CBD parking is $100 and something a day for a park.
That's outrageous.
In one of those big car parks.
And so were you actually chasing the snow? Like season, you know, like I've never gone skiing or snowing before. I'd love to.
Snowing.
Is that what I said?
Snowboarding.
Snowing. Let's go snowing, kids.
I want to go snowing.
Yeah, find my photos on the Facebooks.
Snowing. Good banter, boys.
Pay your fines.
Can we edit this in?
Absolutely not. And so the snowing stuff, you fuckers. Chasing the snow, that's a thing, like the seasons or whatever. So the 7 months in Europe, was that going from one cold place to another?
Just for a couple of months.
Yeah. Few, 3 months maybe.
But you were chasing winters around.
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, like you go to Canada, then you'd go New Zealand and Canada. I don't know.
I
was just playing his life for him and then he did this.
I love the snowing.
A season in Australia? Have you done, did you go to Perisher or?
Yep. Normally go to New Zealand, but this year I done Perisher and it was good. But I just drove from home.
Nothing like mountains overseas.
No, not at all.
It's a bit disappointing here in Australia.
It is.
Do you like hiking?
I hate hiking. Yeah. I like being at the top.
Have you been helicoptered in before?
No, have not. That's
heliboarding. You can do that.
Haven't been heliboarding.
What's the difference between being helicoptered in and heliboarding?
Heliboarding's the name of it. Yeah. You can do it in Victoria as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
it takes you to tracks that you wouldn't be able to get to, and then yeah.
And so would you go in? What's it called? Backpackers. What's that called when a backpacker lives somewhere?
Oh yeah, what are you talking about?
Like a hostel.
Yeah. Hostel.
Hostels. Yeah.
Refuge. Is that it? Do you go into hostels or how do you normally travel around?
But yeah, both hostels and Airbnbs.
Airbnbs now.
There they go. It depends.
Yeah, and hostels as well.
Yeah.
I saw you don't have to say the hotel because you're still here for a night. Where you're staying, it seems pretty funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's a big hotel. It's not Seven Hotham Street.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, the police could be there and they're now. The English police, big pommy hats. Give it the Queen.
I saw you getting well into the room service.
Oh, so good.
Is the client paying?
They are. They're definitely not.
Wouldn't be buying it otherwise.
So did they put their credit card down?
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. It's funny.
I actually feel sick. We had too much. We had a chicken burger.
Hotel. I mean, not a great hotel.
Great food.
But hotels in general, I found burgers to go either way.
Yeah. Oh man, don't want to talk about it. I feel sick.
What, because you ate too much?
I think because you ate too much.
Yeah. No, keep it at that.
Yeah.
Keep it at that.
Are you guys grew up together? Or did you work together in that team?
We met about 7 months ago.
We're mates from high school.
Okay.
Yeah. So we met about like 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah.
How's your relationship?
Bad.
Yeah. Shit.
Well, has it changed since you've been doing this shit?
It's pretty funny. We get along quite well, which is lucky.
We were actually talking about the other day, like since we've been traveling, we've pretty much spent...
We're married. Literally married.
Like nearly every day together.
In the same bed.
A couple months. Yeah. It was like, there's so many times where we're just like, I don't know, we're just together always and we actually do it pretty well.
Yeah.
think I would. Like every now and again, we have like.
Do you have blow-ups? Just annoy the,
not really. Blow-ups.
Like, what's you know, the biggest at when?
You telepathically know when you're pissing each other off, and you just have half an hour apart. Then you come back, really? You're like, yeah,
you're a good bloke. I know this shit. Like I'm annoying.
What triggers Jack?
You? Just consistent being, you know, like just, I don't know, just.
Very does it make good, do you get around Insta stories much? Like do you do, and is that ever sort of a contentious issue? I know people can get more annoying on Insta stories.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Depends on mood. When we're hungover, it's not good.
You just be around each other?
Because you get those stupid moods where you just don't care about anything. Yeah, it's funny though.
We never really have any big blows.
No, never yet.
Not yet, anyway.
What about when it's connected to the money stuff? Because Josh and I, we had a friendship before, but we've spent more time in business than we have our friendship. Our friendship has been a part of the business, but
our friendship is a business.
Yeah,
we're scaling it. Yeah. We're trying to cash out on our friendship.
Yeah.
But I think it changes things. Mm-hmm. We've got the clear approach of the Daily Talk Show and the big media companies, our business, we're doing, you know, X, Y, and Z. We bring on young mate.
97.
What's the approach to money and seeing where this goes with your friendship?
Well, I just take 90%.
What about, like, have you thought about, like, say, for instance, a radio show? If you were ever to get, you know, Hamish and Andy, have you ever thought about the order in which your names would go?
Pretty similar names, aren't they?
Matt,
fight to the
Matt
death.
And Jack. Jack and Matt.
Jack and Matt.
Well, Mr. 97 put that together. There's a sign that we have that has your names on it.
This
was
decided.
Yeah, what is it? It was
Jack and Matt.
I thought it was wrong.
Yeah, I think it's Matt and Jack.
Matt and Jack.
You can have it first.
And Matt and Jack. We'll just change every week.
Yeah. I mean, money, I don't think money's in it.
Well, we share the same bank account, so.
Just split it.
What do you mean?
We literally have the same bank account.
What about like splurge and fire extinguisher?
barefoot buckets.
Everything we pay for is like split it pretty much.
Like, really? Why don't you just sort out this fine thing? Like I feel like this debt that Jack has is going to piss you off, Matt, down the track.
No, it's
because
fine.
Then all of a sudden you're going to have issues going into the, like all of a sudden this is, I'll put a scenario together.
That could destroy your friendship.
Vegemite says, guys, we've done a little promotion where we've got access to the Queen. And what we
then we'll pay it.
But the thing is,
it's too late.
And so the thing is, you're meant to do this bit of gear where she tries Vegemite for the first time. It's a great bit of banter, similar to the stuff, the Aria stuff. You get on the flight. All of a sudden, Jack can't get into the country because of the fines. It costs you guys that it's 15 grand.
I get all the money.
No. You both lose it. How do you feel now? That's Matt.
No.
Then you should have put the car in your name, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
So it's a joint issue. So do you see, I feel like, Jack, that I'm sensing that it was a joint decision with the fines.
What do you think?
Yeah, we'll go out of here. The
courts will decide.
What do you actually think about them?
That wouldn't bother me. I was with him, so like. Yeah. I'm just in as much the wrong as him. So.
Yeah, okay.
I am in the wrong.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's your name.
But he's got his name on it, so.
It's better just to not worry about it. Let it fly over the head.
Yeah.
Worry about it when it comes to it.
Yeah. Cross that bridge when it comes to it.
How you approach life and it's been all right so far.
Do you think about radio? Like I feel like especially the duo format, there's obviously lots of opportunities around Australia for breakfast shows and regional shows and all that sort of thing. Has anyone come to you and said you guys should do that?
We've had we met up with people from Triple J, but they didn't offer us like a show or anything. But I mean, our managers kind of like said, "Would you be keen on it?" And I mean,
I don't know at the moment.
Yeah,
just playing it by ear.
We're not the best speakers, or readers.
So how did the manager find? Like, how did the manager relationship start?
She was onto us early. She found us at about 7K probably.
They offered us like a job.
Yeah.
And then
a brand like needed someone for them. So
needed a plasterer.
You need a plasterer and a chippy, But
new podcast studio built.
And then she didn't offer to manage us then. We kind of went through that one, and then about 2 weeks later, another phone call and then another one. And then she's like, "I want to manage you boys." And we were like, we're coming up, we're doing all right, we don't need to rush into anything. and we just played it by ear for a while, and we actually got hit up a couple more times off other managers, but she was killing it for us. Yeah. We just had a good vibe.
She's cool.
We're not signed, so yeah. I mean, it wasn't scary. Like, we're not like, oh, we're signing our life away right now. So,
and it's gone really good. Yeah, she's so good. Funny. Like, we were just annoying the shit out of her in hotel room before. Like, she's hungover, and we're just.
We manage her half the time.
Yeah, honestly. This trip we've been managing her, we're just going, oh.
Does she come down to Melbourne with you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
She's a brute. You don't want to mess with her.
Is she pulling you into line?
We're pulling her into line, honestly.
She's a party animal.
Yeah.
She parties harder than us, for sure.
But what about when it's like, say you're going on the Today Show, you don't look at the questions. What's that conversation like?
She lets us do us, I think.
Yeah.
She steers in the right direction if it comes to it, but
yeah,
we can handle ourselves, I hope.
Yeah. She's good. She's really good.
She's still like, if there's something needs to be said that she thinks will work really well, she would tell us.
Yeah. Have you thought about getting on Cameo? Have you seen Cameo?
We are on Cameo.
Oh, you are on Cameo. Yeah. Right, okay. So I keep my time spent.
We're actually going to do one. We've got about 7 hours left to do one. Yeah. Leave it to the last minute.
Okay, so.
What's the timeline?
Yeah,
We had a few that, what's it called, Sevs?
Oh, she's on it?
Well.
We were, but they expired. So our mate Ryan John spoke to Sevs and got us set up, but then Sevs only told us after they'd been expired that we were set up.
Yeah, but they were free.
But it still was bad. Yeah. Like, we're in as much trouble as you are. It's not good. I don't know if we're going to be able to get back onto the platform.
And so
you've got 7 hours left. How long did they give you?
You get three days, don't you?
They get to choose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, okay. But I think because it's different, but it's normally about 3-4 days. Yeah.
What do people ask for? Is it a birthday message?
Yep.
Usually.
Birthday, Christmas,
finished exams. Shout out. Yeah.
We don't promote it at the moment, so we're not getting any because we're getting too busy. But when we're doing a fair few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they asking you to dance?
Yeah, dancing, piano, guitar.
Piano?
Yeah, piano.
Man of many talents.
Where did the dancing thing come from? Like, you know.
Yeah, just like going to festivals and stuff and just being an idiot. Like, just, I don't know. Yeah, just going to festivals and just, I don't know. I've got a big group of mates and we all just dancing like idiots and it's just
always now you guys are the ones getting paid for dancing like idiots. All your mates are still dancing like idiots.
Way better.
Yeah. No, it's pretty funny. The other week we were dead sober in a room, just we all had the speakers on in my mate's room, just we're dancing with our eyes shut. Was that funny?
Yeah.
it was in the middle of the day, it was like 12 o'clock and our mates.
It was shit, but we're outside and we need to go exercise. I was like, let's just put music on and close your eyes and dance.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a workout.
Our mate was filming us. It's so funny to look at. We're just, our eyes are shut, just looking like aliens. Our neighbours have a good laugh, I think.
There's actually a thing I remember going to in Brunswick, just a suburb close to here, where it was in like this old sort of church hall that they did, you know, kids' activities and sort of meetings and shit. And they, like, you know, ballet and shit like that. But they did this one thing that was, they turned the lights completely off and put like disco music on and you were to dance.
That's
and it was
so
because
good.
People didn't like, you know, dancing in front of people and being seen. So it was like a nighttime disco. I think it stopped It's now that silent disco shit. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
that's funny.
You got headphones on.
And you're walking around the city.
Yeah, we've done that with Salty Rain. You know Salty Rain? Have you heard of that?
No.
What's his actual name?
You didn't see that? On
the Shooting
Stars? Australia's Got Talent?
Surely you've seen that.
Oh, that's a good video.
Man, he's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
What's his name?
He's Salty Rain.
But
Tommy Franklin.
Tommy Franklin.
Oh, the dude that's like.
And the beard.
No. Oh, hang on. Yes.
What's that?
The redheaded dude. Is he redhead?
Yeah, he's ginger-ish. Yeah. No, he's definitely redhead.
This was ages ago. He was.
Yeah.
I remember. What was the, pull it up. What was the actual thing that he was doing on
97.
Salty Rain. Oh, yeah.
You
could be mistaken that he looked like a busker or something. Yeah. Just walked in off the street.
Definitely.
And he could dance.
Yeah. It just.
Like, what does mistaken for a busker mean?
Could be homeless.
Tone's and I is.
Yeah, she was almost homeless and she's popped. She was living out the back of her car.
Yeah.
Her bank account is
stacked.
He
looked very hippie-ish when he was doing.
Sure.
Yeah,
I remember. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Still does.
And he still kept her.
Well, yeah.
His vibe.
Yeah. Don't really know what he's up to now, but we didn't even know. Yeah. He was like an idol back then.
He was one of the original viral stars. Grabbing the clips and then getting posted through social media.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's classic. He's dancing. He's unreal. Like, Yeah, definitely kind of get some inspiration for him, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
And have you met him or are you just...
No.
No.
We're like dancing near him.
We're at the silent disco.
We're like 18 or something.
Oh my God, it's him. Like, yeah. Just falling around dancing. He was just going skits.
Yeah. And so that's you pull the dancing inspo.
Yeah.
A bit of Tommy Franklin.
Are you still watching Gary Vee?
Gary Vee, no.
Not really.
Still follow him, but I feel like the inspiration's there. So
what do you reckon Gary Vee would tell you right now? Like, what's some advice he would spit at you?
Putting and out three bits of content a day. What are you, pussies? Yeah. Fucking 20 a day or nothing.
Yeah.
50, 100.
It's TikTok or you're dead.
Yeah.
Do you listen to him?
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny who ends up,
yeah.
What world he goes into. Like, you guys in the, he's like so business heavy as well.
Oh, so business heavy.
Entrepreneur world. Yeah. But
bit
also
of self-help as well.
Yeah, and then the content creators. I mean, what I think he does is impresses people that aren't doing anything and should be putting out content.
For sure.
And so I almost have watched him as like, it's like a guilty pleasure. I feel bad about what I should be doing and then get inspired about what I should do and then don't do it.
Yeah.
It's this never-ending spiral.
Just a lose-lose.
Well, because I think for Josh and I can still feel like we're not doing enough and we fucking do 7 shows a week.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
I know.
I think that's my life.
And so when do you feel content? Like, when do you guys feel most content?
Not often. Always. But
never.
Exactly. Do you feel the pressure of having, I
guess when you create, even if you don't like it, you've created a brand, or a personal brand, and part of that personal brand is the larrikin, like a little bit sort of disconnected, you don't really give a fuck type of thing. Does that become harder when you start to care more or the spotlight's on you?
I don't know. Not really. I mean,
that's the answer.
I can't even watch a movie with my mates because I feel like guilty. Like literally so guilty that we're not doing enough or I'm not doing enough. But I don't think it changes.
No. Not really. We kind of just be ourselves, but we're just motivated to make this something. Yeah. So it's just like.
It's kind of.
We kind of just want to like put work in because it will hopefully lead to.
Yeah.
Isn't an oxymoron like the idea of a motivated larrikin? Like or that idea of an ambitious larrikin? Do you see yourself as ambitious?
I do. You're Epo for sure.
Yeah.
You say Epo? Epo for sure?
What's Epo?
I don't know.
What did I say?
I think you said Epo for sure.
You're very ambitious and I guess I am as well. Like we want to it's kind of hard, isn't it? Like
Isn't it?
It's a bit hot, isn't it? I guess we're just trying to be ourselves and I don't know. Fuck.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Next question.
I mean, it's like what's the version taking it seriously but not taking it seriously? You want success but you don't want to just be sort of too focused that it doesn't, that you just lose your version of you guys.
You got to just stop and I feel like the biggest thing for us, we stop and pat ourselves on the back when it's, that's the most important thing.
Do you do that?
Yeah, for sure. We try to.
How do you celebrate?
Just start screaming.
Drop off on her.
Yeah.
Say you have a big success or say you find out that you're going to Melbourne for Australian Open. That's sick.
Yes.
You're going to
fucking lose it.
You know you're going to get room service. Yeah. You're not going to have to pay. It's sick. It is sick.
Yeah. So good. Reckon? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Amazing. Like, we're like little kids in a playground.
And so when that happened... What goes on? So you scream? Do you go out and
hug and just say, "Congrats, mate"?
Yeah. Oh my God, we walked out of a couple of meetings, so many actually, like pretty big ones for us, and just been screaming. Like remember after like Triple J, we were running down the street, high fiving, screaming.
Oh my God, we're just in the studio.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So funny.
Is it? Yeah.
A couple of times, I remember a couple of meetings, like we're sitting in front of like 5 people, and we're like. Probably hung over and just tapping each other under the table going, what is going on right now?
And then we walked out and we just start laughing. We'd just be like, just cacking because we're like, what the fuck's going on? Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. It's been a pretty crazy few months.
And then with the content creation stuff, it's like if you guys didn't film yourselves and put it out there, nothing would have happened.
Exactly.
So you then feel the pressure that it's all on you in some level because it's like the more you put in, you feel like the more you get back or and so there's that battle. I feel that pressure when it's like it's all my responsibility or it's all like there is that pressure. Because you know, if you take responsibility or ownership of it, it's how you can make it actually work.
Definitely.
Mm. So, like, what's your kind of goal in this? Like, what do you want to get out of doing this podcast?
Yeah, I think Josh and I have had interesting sort of approaches. I was in radio for a couple of years, a place called Shepparton.
You like it?
I lived there for 2 years doing a breakfast radio show.
How was it?
So that was like, awesome experience. Sick. It's like, I was, you know, 24, 25. And so I was single at that
good
time.
Good age.
Great time. Just
getting it done.
Loose, just having fun. And then I met my wife while I was doing that. And so anyway, now we're here. But that was my sort of crescendo of mainstream media.
Like I wanted to be. Crescendo. You used that in a client meeting today.
Crescendo of the goal of getting a radio gig or being on telly, right? And so then that's where that sort of ends. And then I realized there's this other world of that's not everything because it stops. Like there's only a few positions for radio jobs, but then there's this content creation world where the sky's the limit as far as what you create. And so that was where my journey then meets Josh's in terms of the content creation space, and Josh had been on his version of that journey.
So for me it was like production, a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And then just realizing that this new media thing, like being able to do a show that you can completely control,
you can
produce.
Not working for the man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we've taken from our experience with mainstream media and then also the content creation space, creating viral videos and that approach to, using social media and all those things.
Yeah.
And sort of brought them together and have formed the product
of
the talk show. And so that's where I love your approach because it's the opposite of our approach.
But it actually fits so well with our approach because our approach is about like building a community and having great people on as well. And
so what's real for you, not some producer that you don't even want to work with.
And so think about it, like that you have like 6 minutes on the Today Show, which is great, but what format do you guys have where you can chat for an hour and just sort of talk shit? And so that's where we're excited, where it's like, and bringing, connecting all the dots too, like having Hamish and Andy, like having old school sort of media and what they've been able to bring and combine it with the, you know, the new age version as well.
Sure. And so, I don't know if this is a bad question, but do you make a living out of this?
So we've started to make money last year from this brand integration, but we have a production company, video production company we've come from working with sort of big brands, creating content for them and their, you know, their distribution platforms, Facebook and all of those marketing channels. And so that's where we kind of, we morph our understanding with that, with this, but it is that goal, right? It's like you start this and it was two microphones at Josh's apartment and we didn't video it and it was very lo-fi to where it is today
with
a producer and a studio and stuff.
Yeah,
and so it's like there is a level of convincing yourself along the journey that is, you don't rely on external validation, but in this game, seeing your numbers grow and stuff is a sign that it's working, right?
And you feel like you owe it to them. You just want to keep grinding and
keep
doing it.
And so I find like now we're seeing that external eyes on us or whatever it is, and it's like, fuck, this is working. So there's a injection of another motivator
that
gets you past another bit. And so it's like you guys, that time you jump from 9 to 25,000, it's like, fuck, it's working. Let's keep going. Keep going.
And the second you slack off is the second you'll die. And you just can't do it. You don't want to do it if you're growing.
And like even getting opportunities like this, like getting flown down, and just it's fuel to the fire. You're like, oh,
fuck, I thought he was talking about our show.
Definitely. But doing stuff like this, it is fuel. Like it's fun, and you're like,
But you feel like you got to really prove yourself.
Yeah.
Can't just be a little spoiled, bro.
It's the start as well. Like, I think that's the other interesting thing is it's like we don't know where it's all going to go. And so if we just sort of keep our heads down and keep doing it and sort of being open to opportunities and to meeting new people, like, how can you lose? Even if the show isn't successful, the amount of development that you have over that time.
Yeah,
exactly. And you just see what works and what doesn't and just do what works. And
if you're having fun, then I guess
you're
winning. So
winning.
It's cool.
Absolutely winning. Yeah, I think – you guys, it looks like you're fucking having a great time.
Yeah, we do. Definitely when we're doing public shaming. But
how'd you come up with the Instagram name?
In a in that same Airbnb that got us our ideas.
Uh-huh. But yeah, we're in there and we're just like, we're thinking obviously about, unemployed and we'll spend so much money on like the worst Airbnbs. And we're like, it was so expensive, the French Alps. Like we're paying like $30 for a burger that was shit and like $20 a beer. I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. So we're unemployed, like really feeling like we're unemployed because money was just draining out. And but then we were inspired but to
we,
do something.
We were like thinking about Jack and Matt. And we're like, nah, it's boring. And then Stez and Fax, which is our nicknames. And I don't know. We're kind of Googling, is it synonyms? Like,
I don't know.
For just like people that are, I don't know. We're just
it's
Googling.
It's a funny name, eh? And inspired unemployed. But yeah, it works.
We're like, yep, that's it. Done. Made just the account. And you made some bad videos at the start.
And it's working.
And it's working. Learn from our mistakes. But no.
Yeah, I love the – so you guys like almost a year.
Yeah.
And I love the perspective of we've been given it a crack for almost a year.
Yeah.
When some people might have it quicker than a year.
Yeah.
But some people take 3 years. Or 10 years before it fucking works.
Yeah. So annoying if it was the 10th year where we popped –
We're done.
This is the final last month.
Oh,
that shit happens.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like, you know, people die and then they become famous.
Yeah, artists.
Yeah. Actually, does that happen?
Yeah.
Artists, definitely.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if they become bigger than they were when they were dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why.
They normally do. Like, the sales go through the roof and the numbers on Spotify or whatever. What do you call it?
They didn't get to see the
TV
greatness.
Shows.
Mm hmm. That's why it's always interesting, like you think about the psychology of going to your own funeral.
Yeah.
Just to sort of see everyone being nice and crying.
Everyone's thought feel about good. That. Who would be there? Who would sing for me?
They always say, nah, guys, I want it to be a celebration. Fuck no, I want everyone crying.
Yeah.
I want everyone in tears.
Yeah, not a dry eye.
Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
No bloody problem. I was just getting warmed up.
Yeah, that's where you're going. 2 hours now.
No, that's the thing, right? So six minutes, how do you fire up in the 6 minutes of being on live television? This format is great because
you're on a tennis court. That helps.
Yeah, it does.
There's so much more relaxing podcast. It's just like,
natural.
You got time and there you're trying to like, I don't know, your head's blowing up.
And I feel like you guys could actually care. You know, you're interviewing us because you probably want to know.
Yeah.
Whereas they might have got told to interview us, where it's just like, they definitely got told to interview us.
Carl's son or something knows who you guys are.
And then the question, I don't know, it's just not as authentic.
But they were super.
They were amazing. It was amazing. It was such a good talk.
Yeah.
And they were frothing. Like, the what's his name, Alex? He was getting photos. He was getting us to send videos to his wife and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, they're working with the structuring confounds. Mm. So that's why this show, we want you back on when you're back in Melbourne. Yeah, every time you're down here, if you're down.
For sure.
Every 24 years when you visit Melbourne.
Yeah. Just pop in and we'll do the show.
The daily talk show.
The daily.
Unreal. It's nice in here.
Do you? It's good aircon as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Stay here for another week. So that couch is pretty comfy.
Hello, the floor.
Yeah.
Do you couch surf?
Get the swag out.
Yeah.
We do in Sydney a bit because we don't have a place. We either sleep in our van or couch surf at a friend's place or whatever we can.
The back of the van.
Mm.
And right. Keeping overheads low. That's the key.
That is the key when you don't have much money.
What sort of van is it?
To Hyundai iLoad.
Is that one of your videos? The Byron one?
Yeah.
We're thinking that would be a good Hyundai. I never know how to say it. Hyundai.
I don't know.
Hyundai. Dandenong follows us on Instagram. Dandenong. I'd like to get I don't know if this is too obnoxious, but I'd like the daily talk show, like a wrap on a van.
Yeah.
We have a garage here, could live here, and it's our work.
But then we'll do like shows.
Yeah.
Obnoxious?
Yeah.
Is it obnoxious?
No, not at all.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
Have you ever thought about putting a decal on your van?
Yeah.
Your faces or whatever? Just like a little bit of like leaning as if you're a breakfast show.
Yeah, you turn it on us. It is a little bit obnoxious, isn't it? just picture that. Yeah. Drive around with your own car.
Yeah, no. Not
shoot our faces on it. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
That could be good.
Please. Yeah.
What about if you were to get like a sponsor to pay for the wrap? So say, you know, just had a brand on the
still
corner.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. Especially if you sleep, it's harder when you're sleeping in there.
You get out of the coffee store at the local, you get out of your car and it's just the inspired unemployed.
No, I'm not doing that.
Cringing.
Has it got a bed in the back?
Does.
It does. Does.
Yep.
Does.
It's a few nights in that.
A few nights.
You're cold.
What's the, we have to talk about
Around Byron, they hate it.
What's that?
Sleepy, unless you're in one of the caravan parks. So it's like,
in Sydney, it's pretty fine.
It's good with that car because no one knows it's a camper. Yeah, it's just like an average van. Sus van.
No one's ever tried to break into the van or anything while you're sleeping in there.
No, it's actually happened to me in what's that place called in under LA? Where we stayed in the Airbnb after Coachella?
San Diego.
I stayed there with my mate, but in the back of my van with my ex girlfriend for a few nights, and I had this at about 3 a.m. because it's a party place. This big old roided up cloud looking dude was walking.
What's that? That's a cloud.
Cloud looking dude.
Yeah, sure. Just
my
puffy.
Pronunciation is not good.
No, that's great. No, because I'm very receptive to new words. When I think that it's a new word, I get excited.
Sydney talk.
This is good.
He was walking down the road with about 3 mates. Mm. They were massive, like huge. You could hear him. They were bashing on all the cars. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. I had to protect my ex-girlfriend, which I was not one to protect anyone. Still am not. And got to my van, and him and his mates are trying to open every single door handle, like smash on the windows and shit. Oh, it was so scary. I woke up and I was
lucky
you
locked the doors.
Don't say a word. I was like, do not move. And he was looking in the windows and he's like trying to open every door handle.
I reckon if you screamed, they probably would have, like, a full high pitched scream. Yeah.
But if they're banging it, are they trying to smash the window?
Oh, they were angry. They were just angry. He was roid raging that bloke.
That would be scary.
It's just putting on the brave face. Don't. It's alright. I got you, love.
Yeah. When he walks 100 meters down the road, he's like, "You still there? I'll go bash you." Yeah. Oh, he's gone. I had him.
I'm just gonna flash the headlights.
Yeah. Come back.
I had him. Great. Boys, right. Still here. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, we can shake hands.
Thank you.
Our first shake hands on the podcast. Have we done it once before?
Yeah.
He does have rough hands, doesn't he?
How soft are mine though?
They're nice.
Have you seen my toe?
Yeah, I've seen
what
actually.
What the hell?
Yeah, I got a friend that's
gone
like that.
What? What? A hacksaw or something?
Murderous stuff.
That's funny, hey.
He's got his own Instagram account.
Has he?
No way.
Yeah, if you could tag him. Underscore toe thumb. Yeah. Do you want to be a selfie? Do you want to be in it?
Oh my God. Hold it upright more.
It's hard.
It doesn't happen. Oh my God.
So
what the hell?
Right. That's another talk show. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Otherwise, see you tomorrow, guys.
Like, comment, share, subscribe.
That's good. That's a good call to action.
Love it.
Do it all.
Post more content.
See ya.
Bye-bye.